Hi, this is Andy Sherman, and you're listening to According to the Record with Kim Murfree on FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
FM 101.7 1320 KLWN. Depend on it. Good morning, everybody. Hey, it's going to be another warm day today, but we do have a chance for thunderstorms this evening. And a little Christmas music to help you think cool today. Right now we're at 74 degrees. We're on our way to 97 degrees. But we have a 20% chance of some thunderstorms later this afternoon and a 30% chance overnight. High tomorrow on 95. So we're staying right in there. So sing Christmas songs and think cool thoughts. And especially today, because coolness is what I have in the studio with me. My friend, Cecily Reese, who's one of the coolest gals ever.
Hello, Kim.
Hello, Cecily. And one of her coolest friends, Kate White, also in the house from CEK Insurance.
Hello.
Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So this is the Invista Ask the Expert segment that we do once a month. And so glad that we have these gals with us because things are ever-changing in the mortgage market, ever-changing in the house market. We're looking at all kinds of fluctuations pending with the interest rates, and we will be able to help you find the right time and the right way to buy your house or remodel the one that you're in. So today, Cecily Reese with Invista is back with the special guest, Kate White from CEK Insurance. What makes up a mortgage payment? Did you ever wonder? Well, now we're going to find out. So, Cecily, what are the main components of a mortgage payment?
Well, I get this question a lot, actually, and so I thought we'd have a little radio segment about it today. The main components of a mortgage payment typically consist of four main components, which is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance.
Insurance. Woohoo. That's why she brought me.
So that's why I have another expert here in the community today, Kate White, and she will be speaking to the homeowner's insurance portion of that. Because a lot of times I get the question, or I tell people up front, like, hey, you know, Invista is going to be taking care of your taxes and insurance payment. And they go, great, that's awesome. And then they sometimes just sit on their hands and they don't realize that they are empowered to shop for their own homeowner's insurance policy. And so that's something, we take care of the payment, but it's their policy. It's their investment in their home.
Yeah, and that's what's nice about CEK. We're a local independent insurance agency, and I think a lot of people don't know, yes, we're local. Yes, we've been in town since 1931, but what an independent agency can do is we have access to dozens of different carriers, national insurance carriers. So we can, my elevator speech is usually, I'll do the shopping for you. So we get your information. We look at all the different carriers. So I usually drive by your house because nowadays, if you have seen your homeowner's insurance, there's probably been some rate increases and companies are starting to get real strict on certain things, tree trimming, the shape of your roof, the condition of your roof. And so a lot of times we need to go out and actually see the house so that I know which carrier is going to be best for you and get you the best price for coverage, which is all what we're looking to do, right? Save everybody as much money as possible right now.
And I frankly love the fact that everything's rolled into one payment.
Okay. Oh, 100%.
So having people you can trust to go out and get the best deal for me, that is key to making a mortgage payment be the best that can be on your behalf.
Yes.
So Cecily, what are the interests? What's the interest in the interest and the principal. I knew it was a P word.
Yeah. Well, I'm here to help you learn. So the principal portion of your mortgage payment goes towards actually reducing the original amount of your loan. And the interest, of course, is rolled up into that as well. So that really should never change throughout the life of your loan unless you re-amortize or have a special circumstance that you're talking directly with your lender about. And that is one thing I will add as well is Invista services the loan for the life of the loan. A lot of the times when you are, working with a brokerage company, they will sell your insurance, they'll sell your loan.
Yes, they will.
To another servicer. And so you get an email randomly, you get a letter in the mail saying, hey, you're now with us. And, you know, you have to call a 1-800 number to talk to a person, et cetera. And it can get really frustrating. And so I think that's what's important about being local. And another part of that is having a local insurance agent that you can work with as well.
Yeah. Oh, I would wholeheartedly agree. I'm just going to insert here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because my mortgage was sold 2 or 3 times. And now I'm with a company that's so big, I can't talk to anybody. I gave up. I gave up trying to make any changes. There were things that I could have done that I was eligible to do. I couldn't get a hold of anybody because mm-hmm. the company was so big. And the reason that I went with the company that I was with the first time was because I thought it was going to stay in that company and stay local, and it didn't. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, and that's what, yeah, I get the phone calls from being the insurance side of it. So I see it, you know, after someone's usually purchased a house or done something with a loan, and then a few months later, they're giving me a call. Hey, it now is a different bank, because the bank or credit union actually has to be listed on your insurance so that in the instance of a claim, the company, the mortgage holder, knows that there's an insurance claim happening, so that they're making sure that you're actually doing the improvements to your house or fixing your house or bringing your house whole. And so we definitely see that changing, and changing often, sometimes multiple times a year.
Wow. Okay, so what is mortgage insurance, and when do we have to have that?
Well, the good news is it has nothing to do with me in the insurance world, but Cecily does know about mortgage insurance.
Yeah, so, and that's, I think, an important thing about, you know, it can get confusing with what goes into my mortgage payment, because, you know, you have homeowner's insurance and you have mortgage insurance. And what mortgage insurance is it is typically required when a down payment is less than 20% of your home's purchase price. And it basically protects the lender in case you default on the loan and is included in your monthly payment. Once you pay your loan down to a certain percentage based on the original amount that you borrow, that does fall off, or you can talk to your lender and request that be taken off, and then that gets applied towards the principal versus just go into, you know, the fact that you just didn't have enough to put down as a down payment
at the beginning.
So
property taxes, though, make things fluctuate, right, guys?
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, your property taxes. And if you're ever curious what they are, you can go to the county website and look. And it's, you can see over year to year how much they've gone up.
Oh, yeah, you can. But that goes into that payment, and that's why mm-hmm. you're not going to see it fluctuate, because of the loan that's actually been
taken. Right.
That payment remains the same.
Yes.
And your insurance generally remains the same, but your property taxes, not so much. And that's also lumped into your mortgage payment, right?
Right, right. Absolutely. And we have options, too. Like, annually, we're going to pay those out for you, and then we're also going to be collecting the information if they've changed. And so we send out a letter to all of our members saying, hey, your mortgage payment is going to be changing due to your escrow changes. You can either pay into that to have your mortgage payment not fluctuate upwards, or you can, you know, have that be reamortized over the next year. So that way your payment will go up a little bit, but maybe it's not as much out of pocket. So that's something that we like to work with people and say, like, because we are your servicers, you know, you can work with us directly and ask those important questions when that happens.
Oh, I really like that. Now, just in case somebody doesn't know, what's an escrow account and how does that work?
An escrow account is basically an account that's separate from your mortgage payment that we pay into to make sure that we have enough money there to pay your property taxes and insurance out on your behalf.
So I look at it as like a savings account that the mortgage holder keeps for you. So when you're making your monthly mortgage payment, they put that little section of escrow into that savings account. So when insurance comes due, you can pay it. It gets paid in full, and it's a benefit to you, the borrower. And same with when taxes are due in December and May, the bank can just pay those in full so that you don't have to worry about owing back taxes or being covered by your insurance. So it's really nice when it's escrowed. But I think people get confused by that word often.
Yeah, I think they do too. Okay, so big question. What coverage limits do I choose? And how do I choose my coverage limits?
For insurance?
Yeah, it looks like it.
This is fun. I like this, and it kind of, it's per person, but for the conversation of mortgage, you need to have enough coverage on your house to cover the loan. So if you're buying a $500,000 home, the loan may be $350, you're going to need to at least have insurance to cover that $350 of the house. Now, if you're buying a $500,000 house, you're going to want to cover the house for $500,000. And in all honesty, the fun thing that the question I get a lot in insurance is we're insuring for replacement cost, not what you're buying it for. So just because you're buying this $500,000 house, which I hope you all are buying $500,000 houses plus, but because we know the market is not got a lot out there, but to replace that house is probably going to be way more than $500,000. So yeah, you bought it for that, but to replace it, it may be $600,000. So in insurance, we deal with what's the cost to replace.
Okay.
And so we can tweak that, and things can be, I try to write everything at full replacement cost, but there is something called actual cash value, which means depreciation is taken into account. And that's how most people's vehicle insurance works, is what's it actually valued at. But with a house, I try to keep people away from that, because if your house is gone, you don't want half a house back. You want a full house back.
Right.
So we try to keep an eye out for that. If you're looking at your homeowner's insurance policy, do you have full replacement cost, which is what you should have, or do you have actual cash value?
And can you do anything about that if they change it on you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And no one should be changing anything without alerting you.
Okay. So let me ask you this. This is my last question. How did deductibles affect my costs?
Oh, yeah. So the lower the deductible, the lower out-of-pocket cost to you, usually the higher the premium. So you're going to pay a little more to have to pay a little less out-of-pocket. And that works for home, auto, and the rest of it. So if you are looking to save on your homeowner's insurance, we can always look at increasing your deductible so you have a higher out-of-pocket cost to get that price low. But it's kind of your comfortability. What are you comfortable with? If you have something break in your house that's going to cost you $2,000, will you just fix it on your own, or do you want to make a claim? And so that's usually a conversation, is how much are you willing to pay out of pocket before you make a claim? And then we kind of tweak those numbers around that.
Talking to Kate White from CEK Insurance, she would be the gal to talk to. And our friend Cecily Reese here from Invista. Thank you, Cecily. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the time. Really appreciate you being here. I love the information. And I hope everybody has learned from that, because I certainly did today. 8:24, we're going to turn the page, and music is on the way. Don't you go anywhere. It's going to be a great day.